Hello, my wonderful souls. Are you ready to turn that frown upside down? Are you tired of feeling down in the dumps, like your happiness is slipping through your fingers? Well, I've got a secret weapon that takes just a few seconds. I know how to make a sad head happy in an instant, and I'm about to share that magic with you. Then you can do it at any time and any place, with no more waiting around for that elusive spark of joy. You can just ignite it yourself in an instant. So let's do it now. Let's do it together. Trust me, you won't want to miss this. So let's dive in. I learned this 7 seconds technique from Esther Hicks. A way to get your head into a new vibration, shake off a moment of sadness or procrastination, and in an instant, in 17 seconds in fact, find the best vibes of your choosing. It's simple. Simple theory. Simple to do. You hold a thought for 17 seconds. Only 17 seconds. And then naturally, because you're so amazing, another thought that is vibrationally the same joins that first thought, which makes that now a more powerful, more attractive thought. You get it? Don't ask me why 17 seconds, but trust me, that's it. We can all find 17 seconds to raise the day into the clouds, can't we? So then, when you hold that next thought for 17 seconds, then another thought, more powerful, more attractive, attaches itself. Like they're holding hands tightly so nothing else is getting through. Just even more powerful, delightful thoughts. And then, after 68 seconds, which is 4 times 17 seconds, there's these 4 super thoughts spooning in your mind. Now, you're in a new vibration. You're away from the old, useless way of thinking. In fact, you can't even remember now what you were worried about. And you're on a new path, a new momentum, a new honest, true you vibration. This happens in negative feelings as well. When you're worried, you're sad. I'm always sad. I'll probably always be sad. This is 17 seconds of sad thoughts, welcoming more 17 seconds of sad thoughts, keeping you in that same way, in that momentum that carries you in the direction that you are pointed to, in that instant, sadness, continually attracting sadness. So you want to pick yourself up and turn yourself around to face the other way. Find that opposite thought to the one which is making you sad and hold that thought for as little as 17 seconds. Then another thought, equal or better, will come into your mind and the new flow begins in the new chosen direction. So, there's no need to talk about it all day. Let's do it now. Let's make the decision and do it. Deciding to change our thoughts direction because we can, because this is super important to us. We're doing it now. Can you feel it? Changing a direction. Now, sometimes it feels like when we're starting out now focusing that a billion other thoughts wander in and out of our head. But that's okay. Those billion other thoughts are vibrationally compatible with the thought that you started with. And that's okay, because we're not looking to hold just one thought. We want just one vibration. Not a singular thought, a singular vibration. So imagine, just say, you're holding the thought of love. I love my people. I love these people. Picture those people that you love. I love my best friend. I love my pet. I love the sunshine. I love the smell of my favorite meal. I love the smell of my favorite perfume. I love to laugh, to sing. I love my favorite song. So as you're doing that, you're beginning to get into that vibrational movement of love. And there's no end as well, isn't there, to the things that you can love out there. You could sit here all day thinking about random, even little tiny things that you really love. You know yourself the things you love. It's never ending on what you can call upon. And it's never ending on the subjects you can call upon too. It doesn't have to be about love. But no matter what your subject, or wherever you are, or want to be on this emotional scale, there are infinite thoughts, infinite subjects, infinite words that can keep you on the same vibration. And I don't mean when I say words, it's about repeating words, like sitting there for 17 seconds saying cake, 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 sunshine, 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 sunshine. That's not what we're after. It's the vibrational feeling, that we want. So then when we're doing this, we become aware of what that thought is that we're feeling and stay there for 17 seconds. Aware of it and feel it. That's what's putting us on this vibrational level. Just hold that thought. So then you can reach for another. And then reach for another. And 4 or 5 or 6 times reaching for this new direction. The direction of what feels good. This is enough to get your new momentum going, to banish the old one, change direction. You know, it's only a few seconds, but very powerful ones. Enough for you to know you are now in a new place, a better place, and you're ready now for a different vibrational response from your day. And it's about doing it now. You can pick yourself up and face yourself in a new direction now, in the moment, where you are, where you're standing. You don't need to wait until you get home, or after a bath, when you have your fluffy slippers on. You don't need to look good and feel fresh. You don't need to prepare a yoga mat and open your journal. You don't need things to be just right. Just do it now, in this moment, this new vibration. It's now, 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 now. Life is now, and now is life. Your vibration and feelings and thoughts are now. You can turn yourself around right now. Why wait? Life is about focus, and feeling is about focus. How we feel is about vibration, and vibration is about our point of attraction. All you feel now is about something happening in this moment. That's what you're feeling. Whatever's happening now is what you are feeling. Your vibration is reacting to your moment right now. It's not our whole life we're feeling. Maybe you have a slight feeling of loneliness at this moment. That's because it's this moment. It's not your whole life situation that you're feeling. It's what are you going to do right now? Can you get through this? Do you want to be with someone for any specific reason right now? What is it you feel you're missing by being on your own right now? Maybe you have a dream. You sleep, you have a big dream, and you hope and you wish for someone to be attentive right now. And you can feel in the dream that pleasure. But you don't necessarily know who they are, or what they did, or where they took you. The dream doesn't give you those details. But you just know you loved the feeling. You want that feeling from the dream. And you knew you could have it, and this other being wanted it and would give it. You just knew that in the dream. It was a dream about seeing something and knowing that was possible and loving everything about it and stepping into it. It was about the next logical step. It was about the vibrational relationship. It was about that gap being closed from loneliness to being the center of someone's attention. It was about the point of manifestation in every moment. You are living your life and you are molding your life, the way you feel about that subject at hand. And so as you're thinking about that subject that's so important to you right now, thinking about those 17 second magical moments, picking yourself up and turning yourself around, putting yourself in that new direction of what you want now. In control now. In this moment, in control. And this new habit after 30 days changes your life, let alone your day, after just doing this for a few seconds. And you can see the changes in the moment, now, as you do it. Everything is possible. I can do this deliberate mind-changing vibration thing. Of course, each day is random, and thoughts come and go. But any time I choose, any 17 seconds I choose, I can become what I focus on, because I can be flexible and get where I want. I am always consistently moving in the direction of what I'm wanting. My life continues to improve. My life really does get better and better. I'm eternally trying to improve the quality of my own life, because we all are, always. I'm the creator of my own reality, and the way I feel is everything. And life is supposed to be good, and abundance is out there for all of us. So it's fun to get a handle on this and do this and change my life. And I like watching it in my own life. And I love how the universe will deliver to me exactly the vibrational equivalent to what I'm offering. And I love playing this game because with each 17 seconds, I can feel more and more vibrations in the new direction of my choosing. I am deliberately doing this, in this moment, and I can feel these new vibrational movements with these thoughts. And even now, while you're listening to me talking, we are in that momentum. And so much more than 17 seconds we've been doing this now, deliberately changing our vibrational movement, deliberately attaching one thought to another thought in the new direction we're choosing. So much more. Maybe 2 times, 3 times more. In fact, we must be over the 68 second mark by now. And how easy was this? To do this? To get a new direction? And we're still doing it. And the more we do it, the more we find this new direction. The more momentum carries us in the new direction, offering far more options ahead, far more favorable opportunities. Easier and easier, happier and happier, fun, fun, fun. Can you feel it as we build and develop this vibrational momentum? Maybe as we get to the point it's so powerful, we think there isn't anything we can't do. We can do anything right now. The whole world is in front of us. The whole universe has opened up for you. You can be who you want, with whoever you want, with as big a smile as you want. It's just a matter of identifying what you want. Then you can do that for the next 17 seconds, and the next, and think of more to fill the next 17 seconds. Whenever you feel out of alignment and off balance, you can do this. You will do this, and you will be just fine, in a heartbeat, like we just did here. So, I'll leave you in peace now, to go and have your own vibrational surfing experience. Maybe set a little timer on 17 seconds and see where you end up. And have fun doing it.